Get down. On a chicken sandwich.
What? The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Now, Jamie.
Yes.
You had something, a story you wanted to share with us this morning?
Well, I brought this up last week, maybe even 2 weeks ago, and I was laughed at in this room. I was the laughing stock of the room.
That's hard to pick what day or story that was, so you're going to have to refresh our memories.
But guess who's $37 richer because the temperature got up to 20 degrees in Toronto yesterday?
Okay, you made a bet.
This guy!
Uh-huh.
It's me.
Were you the laughing stock, or did we just like not?
And then you said I had a problem and
we
all
do.
This gambling problem.
Yeah, if you're betting on the weather, that's a problem.
Anyway, I wish I had bet more, obviously.
Right.
I bet $1.67.
That's a sign of addiction.
I bet $1.67, Jason.
Even when you win, you regret it. You should have bet more.
I don't regret it. I was just like, imagine if. $1.67, I won $37.
That's good.
Because of the weather.
Impressive. That's impressive.
Because it was such a nice day.
Did you get a breakfast or anything this morning, Chris?
No.
Off of his winnings?
Well, it doesn't go right into your game. You got to withdraw it. It takes a few days. Couple days.
All right.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
Jamie's not generous. Jamie could win $10,000 and win a breakfast.
I'm not a bettor. I'm not a gambler. Where do you go to bet on the weather in Toronto?
This was on like one of the most current reputable, FanDuel was one of the ones that I was like, what is this?
I've never once been on that.
Yeah.
So I don't, and you can just bet on all sorts of things like the weather in specific places?
Yeah, I sent this to Chris actually, and I said, just saying I was in heaven because I was able to vote on what category of mascot is going to win the NCAA championship. I was able to bet on. So, like,
yeah,
a person, like you know.
What category? Yeah. Here they put out, like, six categories of mascots. Animals, birds, like, whatever.
Wolves, people, bears wolves, is a bears. Category.
Which mascot do you think will win?
Which category?
You know?
I was going on the person, character kind of thing.
Right. Like, you just take the top 10 teams and find out which has the most.
Yeah.
Types of mascots, and you bet on them. I mean, that would be the strategy in that case.
You know, I love mascots.
Yeah,
so I was like, I get to go research all the different mascots. I do that anyway every year.
So you're betting you're betting on weather and mascots, and you don't think you have a problem?
Well, no, it doesn't keep me up at night.
I guess you only bet in like a.
I have not put money in other than the initial to start up your account.
Right now, you haven't.
I haven't. I got down to zero. And I won in free spins, remember? And I won 9 cents. And
he's
I found built, this awesome.
Back up for
yeah,
9 cents.
Yeah, because I found this awesome Spaceman game, which, for better or worse, it's all right. If anyone on FanDuel wants a nice little game to play, just look up Spaceman.
Yeah.
It's a crash game where this spaceman takes off and you have to cash out before he crashes.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey, you
more power to you.
Yeah.
As long as you're not risking your child's future.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
I could never. Mortgage payments.
What if you had won? What if you had bet $10? Like, how much would you have won? I don't know.
Well, if I bet $1.63 and I won $37.
Yeah.
Times that by 10. $370 at least.
Probably should have bet $10.
Well, I'm not a big gambler.
I can't throw stones, man. I mean, if my wife knew how much money I spent on a Lord of Rings game a couple of years ago, I'm pretty sure that...
and you're winning nothing.
I'm just giving them money.
So yeah,
I can't throw stones. That's too much money.
Yeah.
Too much money for a video game.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Not even a good one.
For no purpose.
Zero purpose.
Zero purpose.
Just to be better than others on the same game.
Yeah.
Not in life. Just in the game.
Same game.
Yep. If I had spent the money on life things, like bettering myself,
I hear you.
That I would be so.
I like these conversations because when my wife brings up something that I may have spent too much on, like groceries or something, I can say, "Hey, you know how much Chris spent on video games?
Well, you'll never
on
know.
His phone? I just make up a number.
Yeah, pretend. Tell her it was like $10,000 or something insane.
No, that's too much.
Yeah, okay.
I would say she would believe that you spent maybe $2,200.
Okay.
Wow.
If I said $2,200, she would be like, really?
I mean, that wouldn't, It was over a few years, so yeah.
it might have been.
It might have been. I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. It was a dark. It was a dark hole. I was down. I was just looking for dragons.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jamie, your 9 cent bet on mascot. Good. You're fine.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
Totally. All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Pi Day. Pi.
Pizza Pi.
Yeah.
314. The date, right?
Yeah.
315. 314.
314.
314. That's Pi Day.
3.14.
Yeah, yeah. So people celebrate lots of ways. Some do math. Some eat baked apples in a delicious crispy crust.
Yeah, any pie is good.
And others eat pizza. We're doing pizza. Free from 11 till 2 today. Or until we run out. Heather's passing it out. Come by, see Heather, get some pie. Enjoy the pie day with the Shea 106 here at Thurston. 11 o'clock.
Do you know any other digits in pie?
3.1415, and then I forget.
It's pretty good. 3.14159265359.
Are we all just going to read it off the screen and pretend that we remembered it?
I didn't remember.
What do you mean?
I just knew that the 1415, and then I lost it.
What do you mean?
That.
What do I mean?
3.1415926353559.
Yeah. But you looked at your screen when you said
it. I was looking
it.
At you.
It's not 5-9. 3.14159265353.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's
nine,
what
then
said.
5-9.
No, then it's 5-8.
Oh, not according to my Google.
5-8-9-7-9-3-2-3-8-4-6-2.
You're just reading the pie off the internet.
Yeah. Because you
like, I know that.
No, well, you know it wrong. I'm telling you, that number is not a 9.
It is a 9 on the internet.
I'm looking at the internet.
Also looking at the internet.
Why are you getting me riled up this early?
Did you search it on Bing?
No. Who uses Bing?
How does Bing still exist?
I don't know, because people like us, like are with our, you know, we're forced, that's our forced web browser.
Yeah, but if you just put it in the,
I know, in the top,
address
I
bar
know.
In the top.
239 decimal points. Pi is 3.1415926535897932.
What a controversy.
38.
Oh, mine must just say 5-9 because it's only rounded up to that. That's what it must be.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, it's where it stops. So they round up. That's why.
Yeah, yeah.
You're wrong. What's anyway, on your screen?
I didn't look
if
at it.
If I roll
my
over there, the pie's on your screen, and you're pretending. At least I'm saying I'm reading it off the screen. Yeah, okay, mouse. Yeah. I'm watching your little sneaky mouse hand.
I'm looking at you in the eye.
How dare you act like me? Like, that's something I would do.
You've got your lying face on.
Yeah.
Because we could tell when you're lying.
You're so bad at it.
You're the worst liar.
I can barely add. You expected me to know pie?
I don't know. I thought maybe it was some weird thing you knew. I was almost impressed for a second.
See if I can. Hold on. Let me look at it once. 3.1415263.
No, you're already wrong. You already missed that 9.
3.1415926.
Stop looking at it. Pretend
my eyes are closed.
That would be a fun game we should play.
I was thinking of putting it in Ottawa.
Just call it member.
Member?
Yeah, remember.
Oh, and, I see. Member.
And we show Jamie one thing once, either a sequence of numbers, letters, or things.
Or even a picture with.
And the person has to guess how many you're going to get right.
Oh.
I don't know.
Hey, throw it on the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah, I don't think that's sticking. Yeah, I'm watching it slide down the wall right now by both your faces.
I'm just thinking.
Trying to figure out how that would work.
Yeah. Called member.
When you say member, I don't think of remember.
Yeah, I know.
I think of penises.
I know. The same thing. Look at them.
I think of golf courses. Funny. Thinking of two different things, Jason.
Anyways.
Mine has a lot of dicks in it, though.
Happy Pie Day! Come by today at 11 o'clock for pizza.
But yeah. Heather,
yeah. Member free. You don't have to be a member to get pizza today.
No.
Just have to be here until it runs out. And you know, whatever way you want to celebrate it goes. Circle is a shape. It goes around and around. Little spot of the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Jamie, you want to go first?
Sure. You guys got clocks?
Yeah, we all have clocks.
You guys got clocks? You like looking at the time?
Yep.
Well, there's a new study out.
Yep.
where researchers say that they have found the best and worst time of the day.
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock.
How is that the best and the worst?
Well, because it comes up twice a day.
Right.
So they say the worst time of day is 5 a.m.
Oh, I can promise you that's true.
You know? And they say the best time of day is 5 p.m.
So people get off work. Well,
that's
most
probably
people,
why.
Not a lot of people here. For the government. 3 p.m. They're done at 3, so they're done.
All right.
But yeah, lowest, I mean, that's...
Yeah, they're in their worst mood at 5 a.m. Like, this makes total sense.
Like, why did the study need to be happening?
They said, but there's more to it, like your circadian rhythm, but they didn't factor in daylight savings time.
Right, okay.
Because not everybody experiences that.
I'd be more of like a dusk and a dawn. I like both. I like dawn and I like dusk. They're my favorite times of the day. Dusk is more awesome. So than dawn.
I love dusk.
You know, you take a nice walk, see the sun setting over the mighty Ottawa River.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
How romantic.
I'm just by myself. I don't want to be romantic by myself in the forest. Too many ticks.
I think there's a worse time of day than 5 a.m.
Is it when your alarm goes off?
Yeah.
3:30 is really bad for me.
It's the worst time of day.
Yeah.
And they said it wasn't tied to waking up and clocking out, though.
I agree with you.
I would tend to agree with you on this.
That's dumb.
Exactly why people thought.
It's dumb.
Yeah. What's another great time of the day? Noon? Because you get to have lunch?
Lunch?
Yeah.
Like, who did this study? What idiot did this study?
University of Michigan.
Yeah. They need to redirect their efforts.
Yeah.
Why don't they study how to get clean drinking water in their state?
Yeah.
And then they can come on about what time of day is a good day.
Or a good football team.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. They're good.
They just won the national championship.
I know they did.
All right. This one's quick, guys. 27-year-old woman in South Carolina was arrested early this month after a neighbor complained that she was in her front yard screaming and doing jumping jacks topless. She was charged with obscene exposure.
Right.
I guess in that part of the world, you're not allowed to, ladies aren't allowed to be topless.
Wouldn't be an issue here.
No, you're allowed.
Yeah.
You're in Ontario. You're allowed to get those puppies out.
They're just boobs, man.
Yeah, and in all honesty, most people with their shirts off are men, and they oftentimes have just the same size or bigger boobs than women. Yeah. So I don't know. They're just boobs.
Just boobs.
They're the source of life for children and everything. People got all upset, all freaked out about boobs. They're just boobs, man.
The people that get overexcited about boobs, like men, like, oh, boobs. Like, just dummies. And then, you know, people that get oversensitive about, oh, my God, her boobs. Both sides. Shut up. Yeah. They're just boobs.
Just boobs, man.
They're just boobs.
So
they're just skin bags. Just bags of skin, flesh, meat. Like, who cares?
Do you remember
how
many years ago, I forget how many years ago it was, but when they passed the law saying it was, and every guy, not every guy, but so many men were like, oh, right on.
Yeah, like a whole bunch of ladies just gonna
start
topless.
Taking off their shirts. They're like, sweet.
Didn't happen.
Finally.
I bet you they want to, but there's too many dum-dums who'd be like, boobies. They drive by that they're just like, nah, I don't want to deal with that nonsense. I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I'm a fan.
Sure.
Yes.
I like boobs as much as the next guy, but
just
I'm not.
You know, calm down, loser.
It's just boobs.
Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I also love calling people a boob.
Yeah, it's a great term.
What a boob.
All right, Jason, what do you got?
Well, I figured you're in a pretty chipper mood today, considering your fame is about to be crushed.
What? Oh, the TikTok?
Now? Yeah, they're going to ban TikTok in the old US&A.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been through one. It's got to go through the Senate now or the House or whatever, however their system works, and then...
But they're going to ban it if Buddy doesn't sell it, right?
Right, something like that.
Yeah, they want American-owned interests. Just bad. I guarantee there's a lot of Google and Facebook money behind
this. Of course there is.
Just trying to get them to crush their Chinese competitor.
If it gets banned in the US&A, you know we're going to follow suit because we don't do many things that
our
big older brother doesn't do.
I've built a pretty good following there. It would suck if it just vanished, but,
fame is about to be crushed.
I've been trying to push my followers to the Instagram and the YouTube because that's, more solid platforms, it looks like, long-term.
Sure.
And the YouTube actually pays you, where the other two don't give you anything for,
you get paid,
TikTok followers
money?
Do you have now? Like 3 million or something?
Yeah, closing in on 1.4 million.
Oh, 1.4 million. Okay, not 4 million.
No.
Okay. That's good, though.
But yeah, you can follow me there if you're listening. The YouTube would be great. That's the one I just kicked off. I'd like that, get that channel going. But
yeah, because eventually we'll be fired from here, and I got to make money somehow, right?
Well, yeah, I got a son who's never going to take care of himself, so it'd be nice to have an easy way to make some money on
for sure.
Just making content. And Chris Biggs YouTube, if you don't mind. Don't worry about TikTok. It's going away anyways. It won't go away. Somebody else will just, an American will buy it, and they're not going to throw away that much. They're going to find a way to keep it alive.
Of course they will.
This is just...
Someone from Minnesota will buy it. It'll call it TikTok.
Yeah. Tic-tac. Tic-tac.
Yeah. It will change the name to Tic-tac.
Tic-tac. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
Hopefully they do when your fame isn't crushed. Yeah.
What will I ever do from the dozens of dollars I've made giving them oodles of content?
Where will I get free shirts?
Exactly. That will be sad. I will miss that.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Twice today we play messages from our answering machine. It's called the Dougie Line. You can reach it at 216-849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we've been bad boys. We've been bad boys.
Oh, no.
And we have a complaint.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Now, when you hear the person's voice, you won't be surprised.
I was offended by his overuse of the word bastard. You know, I mean, that's not a very nice word. It implies certain things, and I don't think that that's a very nice thing to do on the radio, to make that up.
Oh. When did we use the word bastard?
We didn't. It was a caller yesterday.
Saying that Tiger Woods was a lucky bastard.
Lucky bastard.
He said it once, didn't he?
I said it a few times.
A couple times?
Yeah, yeah.
But Gus Chiggins, who called in there, he's not a fan of swearing. I don't know. Somebody offended him in his life or whatever.
Is bastard still considered?
I wouldn't. It's an actual word.
Actual thing.
Yeah, and like back in the day when people cared if your parents were married or whatever, then it didn't matter. But nobody cares anymore.
No, it's not a bad word.
I'm a bastard.
Yeah, you're a bastard.
You are, yeah.
I'm a proud bastard.
In like every definition of the word, I think.
Yeah. I'm an orphan. I'm a bastard. A jackass.
Yeah, so we've said it many times now. Gus Chiggins is going to be chapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's our barometer. Right? He's our old-timer pissed-off barometer. Yeah.
If he can put that gold mining pan down and get to the phone to leave a Dougie Line message.
Nobody cares, Gus.
So can you.
Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. You know what our generation's done? Or at least every generation below you? Is stop caring if people's parents are divorced and judging them and ruining their lives because of it.
Yeah.
And then attaching a word to it.
Yeah, just
I'm
a
more
piece
offended.
Of paper.
You're offended by bastard. Because who cares if somebody's a bastard or not?
Smarten up, Gus.
Yeah. All right, Gus.
Bastard.
He's just mad he didn't find any gold yesterday.
Yeah. That's probably it.
Fine.
Just rocks.
Speaking of mad, not to keep on the theme here, a fella's a little upset with something that people in Ottawa do or don't do. Okay.
All right. Just a quick word for anyone who drives to or from Kanata. Between Moody Drive and Eagleston, no matter which frickin' way you're going, there's a hill.
Yep.
And unless you want to drop from 100 kilometers an hour to 80, you need to give it more gas. Unless you want to drop from 120 that everyone else is driving to 100 kilometers an hour, you need to give it more gas. Doesn't matter which direction you're going. Doesn't matter there's construction on one side of the road. Hit the frickin' gas!
Wow.
He's pretty chapped himself.
Yeah.
But he's not wrong. I drive that way every day.
Yeah.
Both ways.
How big's the hill?
It's enough to slow you down.
It's right where you can see the Christmas lights from the road. What is that thing called?
That's the
clovers.
Yeah, it's not a hill.
It's not a hill. It's just it's an incline in the road. It's a slight hill.
You can't coast up it.
No, you can't coast. You must accelerate. Yeah. But it happens every day.
Yeah.
Where people will be just going along, not paying attention, and their speed will drop at least 20K, maybe 30. Sometimes people are in the fast lane doing 90 because they just haven't paid attention.
Yeah, get the freaking gas!
Yeah. You got to prepare for these things. He's not wrong.
He's a little too.
And then the opposite happens when you go down the other side. If you are keeping up speed and someone was behind you, they like have accelerated more because they're going downhill and then they're right up your ass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then some people, I imagine, would put on the brakes, too.
Some people do, yeah. Some people brake going up the hill.
Yeah,
I don't understand that
that's
either.
Wild.
There's never been a time in my life where I've seen worse drivers on the road. It's odd. I don't know what happened. It might have been the pandemic.
Yeah, no, it's bad. It's really bad. Both ends. Like, there's so many.
And no demographic.
No, it makes no sense. So many hyper-aggressive, super-up-your-butt guys, and many people were like, what are you doing? It's 40. You're doing 40 and 80. What are you doing? You know, like that's it.
Yeah.
I'll see a guy going
it's
slow.
Like there's no in-between.
When I pass him, I expect to see some ancient guy like Gus Chiggins with his mouth about 4 inches open, not paying attention. But no, it's like a 30-year-old guy just going slow.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, don't like to talk about driving too much.
5 questions. 30 seconds. Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Otto, what?
On the Bigs and Bar Show.
5 questions, 30 seconds. You can pass them back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong to the end. And if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000.
We have Stefan on the phone.
Stefan, how's it doing?
Very good, thank you. Nice warm day coming up.
Yeah, should be all right. 13 today. Are you familiar with the contest?
Yes, I am.
All right. Best of luck to you, friend. Cool.
All right, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. In what state was the dessert Bananas Foster invented?
Louisiana.
In pi 3.14, what number comes after 4?
1.
What superhero TV show aired its last episode 56 years ago today?
Pass.
Who played Mitch Robbins in the 1991 comedy City Slickers?
Pass.
What is tastier on a snowy winter's eve, a chicken pot pie or a shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah. All right, let's go over your answers. Okay. What's tastier on a snowy winter's eve, a chicken pot pie or a shepherd's pie? You said shepherd's pie. The answer here is chicken pot pie. I'd take a shepherd's pie over
a
chicken
pot pie.
I'll do
either or. I just had to write one down.
All right, we'll give it to you. Who played Mitch Robbins on the in the 1991 comedy City Slickers? You passed on. It's Billy Crystal.
Happy birthday, Billy Crystal, today.
What superhero TV show aired its last episode 56 years ago today? You passed on that. It's Batman.
Batman.
With Adam West.
The one true Batman.
The true Batman, yeah.
The one true Batman.
The worst Adam West. Batman.
No way.
The worst Batman.
The only one who did the Bat-to-see dance.
No one knows what you're talking about.
He doesn't dance.
I know what he's talking about.
All right.
Yeah. In pi 3.14, what number comes after 4? You knew it was 1.
Yeah.
And in what state was the dessert, the gross Bananas Foster invented?
What the hell's Bananas Foster?
Yeah,
it's like bananas with like a sugary, brown sugary sauce, and flame it.
And you knew it was Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, those are some tough ones today, my friend, but you did your best, and we hope you have a good day.
I think I would have done better, but my brain was all dumbed down from all the sex I had last night.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of information you've given us, Stefan.
That's a flex there,
Stefan.
Wow.
Holy.
That is a flex. All right, well.
It affects the brain, you know.
Congratulations.
The best on a morning the next day.
Apparently it does.
Yeah. All right, wow. Well, hopefully you repeat tonight, my friend, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you getting it again or what?
Yeah. Stop.
Oh, always. Oh. But it's hard on the... It's just hard on the...
Yeah. All right, buddy.
It's just hard on the brain the next day, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did you spend the night alone or...
Oh, no. I stayed with the girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. All right. Her name.
What's your name?
Well, I think we're going to stop it right there, though. I'm getting...
Okay. All right. Thanks. Man. I was not expecting that conversation.
No, I wasn't. He was all business during the contest.
Yeah.
I guess he was all business last night, too.
Yeah.
Getting down to business,
ain't the fan?
I think we've got a song for her, don't we? For his girlfriend? Don't we have a song that she might enjoy?
No, maybe.
I don't know.
She likes kielbasa. That's her dish.
Hey, maybe.
That's ridiculous.
All right, see you, Stefan. Have a great day.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for playing.
I just wanted to play that song.
Yeah, you know?
Wow. Hey, men measure themselves differently, right?
I guess so, yeah.
He felt dumb for doing bad at the contest. He's like, at least I'm Gavin sucks.
Yeah.
He wanted us to know. So, good for you.
Circle is a shape, it goes around and around.
But, welcome to Circle Time, a little spot in the show. Each brings something to the table that caught our attention. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, James.
You guys were once children.
Yeah.
I was, yeah.
At one time, long time ago.
Yeah. Whew. We all have children.
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yours are grown. You're still your children.
Yeah. They're adults now.
They're when not, you were out,
just not to confuse people, they're not dead.
No, no, yeah, no, they're around.
They're just adults,
grown men,
yeah,
in their 20s.
Grown men,
yeah,
not kids.
Yeah. You ever go to dinner with them, with the family, and you look and you're like, man, I kind of want that little kid's pizza.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, you're not hungry for a full meal. You want just, like, a kid's meal.
Or even you just want that taste mm-hmm. of, you know, you're just going to get good chicken tendies and fries.
Sure.
Anyway, there's a bunch of people who think that you shouldn't be able to, like, order off the kid's menu.
Why? It's food.
Why? Who cares?
It's just a smaller portion.
Are it's cheaper.
Rules? Yeah, but it's less food and cost less.
Less food. That's why it's cheaper. It's not cheaper because it's four children. It's cheaper because it's less food.
Less food.
Now, when I say a bunch of people say you shouldn't, yeah. it's actually less than the majority. 23% of people say you shouldn't. 77% say you should be able to order off of the kids' menu. Should.
I like sometimes going to the old McDonald's and just getting a kids' meal, a little Happy Meal.
Yeah, but that's not, like, uncouth. Because,
it's not?
No, because you could have, like, a child in the back seat. Like, you know, at the drive-thru, you don't really know. I think this is more about, like,
But it's not even. It's not cheaper, again, because it's for children. It's cheaper because it's less food.
Yeah.
So plus, anyone should be able to order.
You get a yogurt tube and a nice toy.
Mm. It's not like a special day, like for the military, and you pretend you're in the military, or you know, whatever. Something
or Wednesdays at Eastside Mario's. You get kids
it's just
free.
An available food item that anyone should be able to order, regardless of your age.
It's just less. That's money ageism. Less food.
Ageism.
That's all. I mean, yeah, I don't know why anyone would have a problem with that. That's a weird thing to have a problem with.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you spend $2,500 a year on restaurant food
now?
No,
not even close.
Maybe before, maybe.
Nope. $2,500? I go out. I don't go out that much.
I eat out maybe once a year. It's tough with my son. He doesn't mm-hmm. like
it. No, that's including fast food.
He doesn't
or
like
anything.
Restaurants, though. So.
Hmm? Including fast food?
Oh, fast food, I eat it every day. Every day.
Yeah, so you'd be up that $2,500. At least that's what I see, $25 a year at a restaurant probably, of some sort. Yeah,
something small.
Yeah. Anywho.
All right. Well,
I think, I'm glad people are against it. People are, rising up and saying, let us order off the kids' menu.
Yeah, for
good,
sure.
Good,
yeah.
good.
I'm with them. I'll join that protest in spirit.
Gents, you guys feel the plight of these giant grocery chains? How much they're going through?
Oh, startups trying to get by.
Hardly making any money.
Record profits every quarter, but blaming it on inflation, you know, stuff like that. And now, because of people are broke and getting gouged, they're stealing more. And so the grocery giant, Loblaws specifically, says that they're going to try something to help reduce theft.
Okay, what's that?
Cops?
No, they want to set up receipt scanners at self-checkouts.
What does that mean?
To protect customers and colleagues, we're always looking at different ways to stop theft. This pilot project is part of these efforts. It's a small trial in four stores to determine effectiveness. We are working hard to balance the need for enhanced security while at the same time preventing a welcoming and convenient customer experience.
I imagine, Jason, there's like a gate at the end of the self-checkout area, and it will only open
if you scan a receipt, like a
subway or like a
but
train.
But how would they know you scanned the right things? Because that's the problem, right? You could still have a receipt, but everything is bananas, right?
Yeah, and what if you just want to walk out of the store?
Yeah.
And you didn't buy anything. It's really hard. You know what the hardest store to get out of is if you don't buy something? Canadian Tire.
Oh, yeah.
My
you
got to
go down the little aisle. You got to ask them to unlock the gate, which they do, no problem.
Or go
but
through
still.
And wait in line and walk by a cashier. And they block all the aisles, too, where there's no cashier.
Yeah,
so you're just like,
I got a great idea to prevent this theft for Loblaws.
Yeah, what's that?
You could just get rid of the self-checkouts and have actual cashiers and employ people and give them jobs with money and benefits.
Jason, they don't have enough money to do that.
Yeah, and I don't mind self-checkouts.
You're not anti-self-checkouts.
I'm okay with them. But if they would like to prevent this, is a way simpler solution than putting in receipt scanners.
Yeah.
It's just hire people.
Well, first they put in the fences. Now they all have like those...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those blockade fences. And now it's... they won't let you out without scanning a receipt.
Yeah, what did we do before we had self-checkouts and we didn't have this problem? Oh, we employed people.
Yeah.
But they can't afford it, Jason. Their record profits do not allow them to A, employ people, and give you B, reasonable prices on groceries. That's what are you crazy? It's just an essential.
Come on, man.
It's just an essential thing we all need. That's all. It's just food. What a joke.
Anywho, you're right, though. How are they going to tell what's in your cart?
They're not going to know.
In your bag, in your cart.
Scan bananas.
Like even
bananas.
The magic Costco eye checkers, they know better than that.
Yeah, they do. They watch you.
Where do they find those people at Costco with the magic eyes that can immediately assess CIA. What's in your cart?
Oh, and you, they just take a quick gander, make sure you're not walking out with, you know,
with something on the bottom.
Yeah, with like their discount bucket.
There's one guy at the Kanata Costco. Like most people just go, oh, hey, thanks, and they take it off because they know they can't tell anyway.
Mm.
But there's one guy at the Kanata Costco. He will look like he's doing something. I still don't think he knows, but he'll take 20 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Like looking at the receipt, looking at your cart, looking at the receipt.
Come on.
As though I've done something wrong instead of just paid you $500 for my cart of groceries.
Yeah. I don't know.
How about piss off and let me go to my car?
You got a very untrustworthy face, Jason.
I guess. He checks everyone, not just me.
Yeah. Well, all right. Everyone looks so happy at Costco. The staff there, they always look like they're having a good time.
Maybe they are. Maybe they're good.
So, yeah. All right, well, let's play some Nickelback. It's Shea 106.
We got instant answer question time rolling around the bend.
Okay. Well, text us any question you like, 762-555, for when we get around that bend, and it's instant answer question time. We love to answer your questions, no matter what they are.
Yeah. Just up around the bend.
Just up around the bend.
Yeah. Hey, where do you find instant answer question time? It's around that bend.
It's up around that bend.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Welcome to Instant Answer Question Time. A little spot in the show. We answer your direct questions. You text to 762-555. Instantly. Pow.
Do you know anyone that likes their own social media posts? Oh, yeah. I know a few people that do that.
Yeah.
Is one sitting between us?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Sometimes I will like... Is it... If I'm trying to get the algorithm going and we post something on the Biggs and Barr Show and I like different. It with my that's own, different. Is that weird?
No. Yeah, that's different. No, that's different. That's just us trying to get people to
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the algorithm guy cranking up. I'm not like, I love our stuff.
Yeah.
It's different.
But like someone posting like a picture of their totally doctored selfie and then they like it themselves?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Also, we know you have facial features. You know, quit with the filters.
What's worse, Sean spelled S-A-N-G or Jeff spelled G-E-O-F-F? They should all be forced to change it to the real way. I actually met a great G-E-O-F-F. What? Why are you looking at me?
Because you spelled Sean with Sang.
S-H-A-N-G.
Oh, did I put G at the end?
But like, which one is even that?
Yeah, that is worse then.
Yeah.
You put a G in Sean.
Sean worse spelled Shang? I was like,
Yep.
That's Shang.
Yep.
It's not even Sean.
Why did I add a G at the end of it?
I don't know. I think you're a little sleepy today.
Yeah, it's a long week. I got my son all day every day. Because of schools.
So, yes, Shang is weirder than Sean.
Yes. But I met a great G-E-O-F-F yesterday.
You met a goff, did you?
I did. And he was a quality guy.
Oh,
super good guy. Yeah, he works in Sleep Country. Yeah. Real nice guy. I said we make fun of his name almost daily on our show, and he was okay with it. He understood. So
of course he does.
Hey, Jason, any weird eggs come out of your coop?
No. Just regular eggs.
I have chickens.
For people that don't know, I have chickens.
Yeah.
My little homestead. And they're just regular butt nuggets.
Just regular, is that what you call them? You
say some people call them butt
gather
nuggets.
Some butt nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Judy here. My daughter went to Costco and Hunt Club and Maryvale. They are now scanning your membership card and verifying that it is your card. She saw a group of 20-somethings trying to get in with a card that didn't belong to any of them.
A lot of people were going to get the food, right?
Oh, the meal, like the just hot dogs.
They just go and walk around and have a...
Yeah.
The free samples? Like the hot dogs, you mean?
Yeah, hot dogs. And then the free samples, too.
Yeah, no, you only get that $1.50 hot dog because you have a membership. But you got to pay for the membership to get access to that hot dog.
Well, people have been going in and just, I guess one person might have a card and then they order a bunch and everyone eats it. They're still getting money. I don't understand all these rules.
Did you ever have a debate with your in-laws just to find out they're always right? LOL. Debating with in-laws, I find, never really can't go well either way. You're going to leave mad either way.
It's true. With in-laws, the best course of action in most cases is just say, oh, yeah.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've never really had any tough in-laws to deal with. So I don't know.
No, it's not about them being difficult. It's just they're not your family, right? So you're not going to argue with the same intensity that if it was something that you've known your whole life.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, they're almost strangers. So why would you just start screaming at them like you would your family for having the craziest point of view ever? Like my brother says something insane. I'm just like, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't say that at an in-law table. I mean, you can, but you're going to start a war.
My in-laws never say anything insane.
Never,
ever.
We've never shared any stories about crazy things your in-laws have said.
Never.
A lot of reasons.
Never.
I had a lot of questions today.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. What's your favorite body part to look at in the mirror?
My forehead.
Like mine? My own body part?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, nothing. There's nothing disgusting. Nothing on this.
We have a disgusting hairy man. Yeah. I don't want to look at me at all.
Yeah, there's too many.
Especially naked.
That's it for this edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
20 Questions Spectacular Bonanza.
We ask the same 20 questions every day until we get a winner, and we had $100 in Lotto every day until we do. We're at $1,100 now in Lotto. We have 18 questions answered. We just got two more to go.
We have Evelyn on the phone.
Hey, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Have you been listening?
I have.
Okay.
So you know what's up, right? You know if you take longer than 5 seconds to get one wrong, you're done?
I do.
You know not to be like Tommy and have a good time and make up nicknames for folks because I ain't going to win you a squat.
I'll try my best.
Okay. Best of luck to you. We begin now.
20 Questions Spectacular Bonanza.
Go! What continent are the countries Uruguay and Paraguay in?
South America.
This name comes before Pieces and peanut butter cups.
Reese's.
This microscopic fungus is added to bread dough to make it rise.
Yeast.
Who is Barbie's beau?
Ken.
Iowa is the USA's leading producer of this popular crop.
Corn.
Fill in the blank of this classic movie from the 80s. Pretty in blank.
Pink.
In 2013, this Facebook CEO ranked first on a list of the world's highest rated CEOs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
This boy king who reigned from 1333 to 1323 BC was in the news again in 1922.
Tutankhamun.
Also known as Hump Day, this day of the week was named for a Norse god.
Wednesday.
As the old saying goes, this city wasn't built in a day.
Rome.
Sandy Cheeks wears a spacesuit and helmet underwater so she can hang out with this little guy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Which bone are babies born without?
Kneecaps.
Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Horse.
On February 15th, 1965, Canada unfurled our new flag with this national emblem on it.
Maple leaf.
What does HTTP stand for?
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Pandora.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Mr. Potato Head.
In empty space, it travels about 186,282 miles per second.
Light.
Who is credited with inventing modern-day scissors?
Robert Hinchcliffe.
No! Oh, boy.
Brother, this guy stinks!
Oh, you're going to be upset.
But at least you tried. And that's what friends are for.
A message from Concerned Children's Advertisers.
You're going to be upset.
Yeah.
I guess I went to the wrong website for that.
No, you were close. But you have to look at it.
You have to really look at his name.
Go look at his name again.
One bonus question for you. Do you like kielbasa, Evelyn?
No.
Never mind then.
So close.
Very close.
That is...
Again, you're going to kick yourself. Go...
Like just, almost to the letter.
Just go... Yeah, almost to the letter right.
I feel like a dick, but it's not the right answer.
Go... Look at his name again. Anyways, man. Ouch. Right. Hope you have a great day, Evelyn. We're sorry. So what a nice lady. I feel so bad.
Yep.
See ya, bud. All right. Well.
Yeah, that was so close. Like, I feel bad not giving it to her, but it was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we had given it to her, people would have been very upset.
That's a different person.
Yeah, it is a different
person.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually harder to say.
Yes, it is.
It's harder to say because his real name.
When we were looking at the question, we all said it like she did.
Yeah, and then we
realized, no, that's wrong.
No.
Oh.
No, there's no
my goodness.
There's no large rock face in his name.
No.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
What do you say without saying it?
And I thought we were getting a winner today.
She had it.
Ah, one away. One away. So close. Well, one and a half, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
We'll try again tomorrow, man. With $1,200 in Lotto. This so dramatic.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Dramatic.
Creators of drama.
Okay.
From time to time.
I'm really tired. It's Shay 106.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show. We each bring something to the table we want to discuss. I want to just keep pounding in the fact that it's the last day to vote on the Sweet 16 for your March Madness of small towns. Please swing by Shay106.com and vote because we go to the Elite Eight tomorrow. That's where we really start to get down to it. So
Do it.
Take some time. Shay106.com. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
Our fearless leader, our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, did an interview yesterday, the day before, whatever.
Press conference kind
of thing. Press conference, yeah. And he clarified his role in leading the country.
It's specifically like the carbon tax and why you're not clawing it back when so many people are against it.
Because it's going up April 1st, if you don't know.
Yeah.
But my job is not to be popular. My job, although it helps, my job is to do the right things for Canada now and do the right things for Canadians a generation from now. And that's what I've been focused on. And yeah, it's not always popular.
Well, success then. Yeah. You're not super well liked.
No.
According to recent polls.
No.
I'm not sure you've been doing the other thing either.
Yeah.
You can hear the point when he's talking when the devil takes over.
What do you mean?
Like in his voice when he starts, he's talking like a normal person, then he switches into politician.
Oh, yeah.
You get when he says, my job.
He kind of laughs. He actually makes a little bit of a joke.
Yeah. He sounded human for a second.
Yeah.
And then went right into, I can't say things that people might like.
I just don't know if it's working. Is there any, like if you're going to keep taxing us to help with the carbon for the future, is it working? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But I think most people just want to know that they can
feed their kids, get to work.
And I don't know if it's just a frustration with the carbon tax. Frustration with just getting taxed so deeply and hard and not getting anything back in general, it feels like, you know?
Like obviously some things that we have, taxes pay for them.
But, I mean, I don't think we're getting our bang for our buck. You know?
No.
So when you keep adding more, but anyways. All right, Jamie, you got something.
Well, this royal nonsense, try not to roll your eyes, but it's getting kind of crazy. Like, where is the Princess of Wales, right? So, if you didn't know.
Oh, the actual princess.
The
actual princess. Not the road
princess.
In Ottawa.
No, not the road.
Like, I know how to get that. There. It's fine.
Just over there.
Just down the road. That's
no, the actual human being.
Okay.
Because
Kate Middleton.
Right.
Is missing.
She's missing. Well, she just hasn't been seen since she went in for her abdominal surgery.
It caused a kerfuffle.
It caused a bit of a kerfuffle. Then she posted this picture of her and her kids. When it's now been retracted because it's so highly edited.
It was completely fabricated Photoshop picture. So which then took people like me out of the I don't care about this.
Yeah.
To what? Where is this woman? Why have we seen a picture?
And yet to see her face in months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then people are, did she have a botched like injection? Like
she said
like lip job?
Abdominal surgery is the official.
Yes.
Statement.
Okay.
But why can't you just come out and say, hey, I'm just recovering from surgery?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So last night.
What's happened now?
Two theories.
Two new theories.
One was talked about on the with Colbert last night. So in 2019, it was introduced by her that William was having an affair, her husband, the future king. And this is her way to get back at him kind of thing like that. So that's what, okay.
To not
whatever.
Post on social media?
Or just not be present, not do anything.
Oh, I see.
Just stay in the background,
fade away. I don't believe that.
Here's one that I heard that is wild. Are you ready for this? So she has a sister named Pippa Middleton, okay? So Pippa was married to this guy, Thomas Kingston.
This doesn't sound like a real story.
Listen.
Who's named Pippa?
Her sister.
No, I know, but who does that?
British people.
So this guy killed himself a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Okay?
Like actually?
Yes.
Committed suicide. Her sister's...
Ex-boyfriend, husband, whatever, ex-partner.
Oh, that's awful.
Killed himself. He was married with another family. Yes, terrible. So the crazy conspiracy is because him and the Princess of Wales were still quite close friends, that he had impregnated her.
Oh.
And her abdominal surgery was a much more kind of sinister surgery.
Oh, I see.
And that William was responsible for this man's death. That's what? Like, that's... I think it's time you come out and just tell people the truth what's happening. If she's totally fine, just tell people. Because this is the kind of outlandish stuff that the not just us here, we're having a whatever. Hey, isn't that crazy? But like news outlets across the world are running these wild conspiracies. Like what's happened? Like, you know what I mean? Like it's time you
come
out.
The latest is that Pippa's ex-husband had an affair with Kate.
Yeah.
And she was pregnant. And
right.
That's why he's dead. He was murdered by the prince.
Yes.
And she is hiding because she's
either pregnant
in mourning or recovering from an abortion. We just say it, but it's not real.
True.
We don't know if it's real or not. And and that's the latest theory.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good plot for a movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, the royals have been covering things up for centuries,
of
right?
Of course. Anybody in that level of power covers stuff up for centuries.
Like, have you all heard of Jack the Ripper?
Mm-hmm.
Some say he was just a political hitman because of some prince who had his way with some prostitutes.
And then went out and killed him and made it look like serial killers so that nobody thought it was.
Okay, all right. Yeah, maybe.
A doctor.
Seems smart.
I'll give you one thing. Pippa.
Yeah?
Looks exactly like her. Looks a lot like her sister.
You can tell they're
sisters.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, yeah?
That'd be a weird thing to have an affair with somebody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Your wife, then you go basically hook up with her twin.
Yeah. Maybe you like how she looks, but maybe you like the other one's personality better.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. You're right.
Anyway. Just wild that people are just going real deep. Oops, sorry.
Justin knows.
You know.
Now, there's a conspiracy right there.
What do you know?
Justin's in it.
Justin knows?
Yeah. Justin's not dead father, Fidel Castro, has been hidden in a bunker somewhere with Hitler, decided to send him to Europe to murder the Princess of Wales.
Sister's ex?
Yeah. And that's why he's not popular.
There you go.
Ah!
Wow.
We got it. Wow. Tinfoil hats on sale in the lobby downstairs. All right. Yeah, just come out and say what's wrong, man. Yeah. Own the story. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want the city, the world to hear something you want to get off your chest? 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, this guy I don't think gave the classic 24-hour rule. I think he got in an argument at home.
Oh, I see.
And you didn't give the old 24-hour, like, let it simmer
like
for a day.
You do that in hockey, right? When the parents are mad at the coach or whatever, you wait 24 hours before you respond.
So this is about his wife. I'm pretty sure it's a personal story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, men of Canada, can we all agree that we need a take your wife to work day? Because even though you've had the same job for 10 years and they know very well what you do, they just need to spend a day with you and see what you really do at work. Because then maybe they might let you off the hook when you get home from work for half an hour. I don't know. Maybe it's a stretch or something like that, but we need something along those lines. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that sounds personal. That sounds like a really personal thing.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he had a hard day at work, came home.
Late and got flack for it.
Got flack and then also had to jump right into his family duties.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Well, it depends. Is she working too? Like, why does she get a break and she doesn't?
Exactly.
But
fair enough. Sounds like she might be at home.
You know, just a text. Just like a hey, I'm gonna be a little bit late. You know, coming from a situation. She's listening right now, so I'm probably gonna get in trouble for this. But My wife.
Nice.
Oh.
My wife is very dedicated to her job. She's probably the best employee anyone could ever have in the history of employment. I'm not even kidding.
Well, that's quite the compliment.
She is the hardest working, most loyal employee ever. So she will stay late almost every day at work, okay. Right?
I'm waiting for a butt.
Yeah, wait, neon sign butt.
Our schedule, the way it works, I make food, right? Because I'm home. We're done our work in the middle of the morning. I go home, I take a nap, I pick up the kid. I make dinner generally if we eat dinner. I don't get a message. Hey, I'm going to be late. Maybe if it's real late. Mm-hmm. Like if it's already half an hour after her shift ends, I'll get a, hey, I'm still here. You know?
That you've already figured out that she's still there because it's...
I just immediately assume half an hour she's going to be late from... She doesn't leave for half an hour after.
Okay.
That's just how she is. She's just that. But if the tables were turned, it wouldn't be the same kind of understanding. That's all I'm saying.
I think she'd be totally reasonable in that situation.
I mean, she might be totally reasonable. I mean, a few examples that have happened, there haven't been the same level of understanding. That's all I'm saying.
If you haven't figured out that you're the problem by now.
Yeah. I figured it out. Oh, I'm well aware of the problem.
I don't know.
Pro tip for the guy on the Dougie line. Yeah. As soon as you get in, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
When she starts to talk to you, just go, I'll just be right back. Let's go to the bathroom. And then you sit on your phone for 20 minutes or whatever it is, and you decompress.
She might catch on that every single day you have just raging diarrhea when you get
home. It doesn't have to be like that.
No, okay. Jeez. Just have to go.
Sorry, my bad.
Been busy working all day. It's the time to, you know, it's your time. Go home, relax.
Yeah. Okay.
Got any else? Was she slipping notes under the door while you're pooing?
Probably. She'll talk to you right through the door. You don't have a... Yeah.
I do have another one.
Okay.
A little different vibe. Pro tip, I have never seen this. I want to go to one.
Hey, guys, just listening to you talking about how car wash lines are ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know if Petro-Canada has all these at their locations, but some Petro-Canada locations have a car wash that's constantly moving. So basically, you drive your car onto the conveyor belt, and then your car wash is done in less than 5 minutes. I was in a line of about 10 cars. I was out of there in like 15 minutes with my wash completed. So... check your next Petro-Canada and see if they have that conveyor belt car wash.
Sounds like just a rinse, though.
No, there's some of them where they just takes you through the whole line, and you're constantly... They are a little bit quicker because they kind of keep...
But if that's true, 10 cars in 15 minutes, that's amazing.
Is it a no-touch, though?
I don't like the no-touch,
Yeah, the no-touches
to
don't work.
What?
The no-touches are the worst of the car wash.
I want the fry guys I want the fry guys all over my car.
They do not. They don't scrub that film layer. You'll always come up with that film layer bugs. On your car.
Mine seems fine.
All right, well.
I go to the Ultramar on Hazeldine there, and it's fine. No problems.
I can't remember the last time I went to a car wash.
I go twice a year.
I want the fry guys all over my car.
The fry guys?
They look like the McDonald's fry guys.
Oh.
That's what I've always thought of them as my whole life.
Yeah, I don't know.
You spin really fast, get dizzy.
We good?
Sure.
I mean, I think we're done. I think we're done.
The
Duggies.
We're done.
I don't know if we're good.
You can wrap it up, close the door, and then,
Okay.
You're right, yeah.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Swing by Shea106.com today. Vote on the Sweet 16 for our March Madness of Small Towns. Last day to do so. We're dropping to the Elite 8 tomorrow. So that will happen. Don't forget, 11 a.m. today, Heather will be up front here at the radio station giving out free pizza because it's Pie Day. That's until 2 o'clock or until we run out. I assume that would be well before 2, but who knows?
You think the pizzas are here yet or no?
I doubt it. They never consider us when there's lunchtime food. But it's fine.
You never consider the morning people when it's lunchtime.
No, that's true.
That's
every time there's free food here, it's always like in the middle of the afternoon.
Because that's what people eat.
Yeah. Well, not us, friend.
I mean, you're welcome to come back and have some pizza, too.
I probably will. anything else we need to do? Our podcast, iTunes, Spotify, give us a listen.
Did you mention the March Madness of Small Towns again?
I did. I think we're cool. Keep listening to Big Sugar and Payday at 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
I know. So much.
So many things.
So much.
It's too much. So much is too much. We are too much.
Sometimes, yeah.
I know I am for sure. Anyways, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Bar Show.